I sold one of my cues. I got one on the truck. I kind of thought I was getting over on, you know, it's kind of a long story, but anyways, I bought this cue off the internet for under $100, right?
You bought a what? What is it?
Cool cue.
Okay.
I put it in and then I gamble and, you know.
Hustle?
No, I can't hustle, man. If I feel like I'm like being dishonest, then I can't win.
Okay.
It's pulls 90% metal, that's what they say. But now selling a cue is different. Okay, so this there's a guy that was hanging around a tournament at River City Pockets, and started playing with him afterwards. We gambled light. He wasn't very good, but he wanted to keep gambling. So I thought maybe he's trying to hustle me, which, you know, it happened. But no, I beat him for like $80 or something. He's just like, he started talking about, you know, cues, and I said, well, he was looking at my cue, and I said, well, I'll sell it to you for $300. I said, I got too many. He's like, really? You know, how would you pay for it? And I said, $600. I lied.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, I'll buy it for $300. Like, all right. I mean, it's a beautiful cue if you were to look at it. It's just it's machine made and not handmade. So,
where is it?
Let me grab it. It's in the car.
Oh, it's in the car?
Did you sell it to him?
I did. But I...
But you still have it?
I went back and got it from him that day.
Did you get his name?
I know his first name.
What's his first name?
Jose.
Oh, Jose. Was this Santa guy? And it was hot as hell, uh-huh.
And I can't turn on the air.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's a good excuse to go in there.
Okay. Did you buy anything while you were in Fascinations, or try to buy anything?
No, I did. I was going to buy a couple movies.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I went to pay, and she was real cool. She was just like, she started looking at the $100 bill.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, this isn't real. I said, what do you mean it's not real? You know, explain to me how it's not real. And it took her a few minutes to explain to me.
Did you tell her where you got it from, or?
No. I mean, it's kind of a long story, you know.
But at the time you knew you got it, you probably.
Oh, I knew exactly where it came from, but.
Where did you think it came from then?
What do you mean?
Where did you think that you got the $100 bill then? Did you say you got it from, did you tell her the whole story about getting it from Jose?
No.
Did you know you got it from Jose at that point?
Yeah.
You did?
Well, here's the thing, I had some of my own money too.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, it was $300 of it was from Jose. I wouldn't know his last name, but I would recognize him because I went and found his ass. Because she convinced me, basically, that she kept it, and I'm like, look, I have the police contact, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go deal with this right now.
Uh-huh.
And, I can't ask the guy for his last name or ask for his ID. Or,
uh-huh.
And basically, he acted like...
Which pool hall did you go to?
River City Pockets.
Where is that?
It's off of Bell and, like, 12th Street.
And when you told her to have the police contact you... Did you leave your name and stuff and phone number for her to contact you?
No, and that's the thing I thought of after. Like I said, it was hot. I was working on my car. It all happened. It was really weird. I actually walked with her across the parking lot to another store where she took a marker or something to test it, and she said it tested real. So I'm like, well, how is this? You know, it was very frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, besides my past, you know.
Do you have any more? Do you have any more of those 100s?
No.
What did you do with them?
The other 200s I took back, and when I found him, I said, give my cue back. There's something wrong with this money, dude. Some chick just kept this $100 bill saying it's fake. And he's like, what? And I believed him, though. Uh-huh. Kind of. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
What do you mean you believed
him? Because I was pissed off, and he disarmed me. In other words, I didn't continue to be pissed off.
Why did you tell her you came up with this elaborate story about getting why don't you go ahead and put those down?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted
That's
to
okay.
see.
That's okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and put those down.
I think I told her casino.
Yeah, why did you tell her that?
Because I was at the casino, and that's where the rest of the money came from. So I'm like, why would a casino? You know, it didn't dawn on me right that second about...
You don't have any more of the cash with you?
No, and you know what? He looked at it, and he said, there's no way, man. You know, he had some story. I'm like, dude, just give my cue back, because... you know, there's no way.
Where did you track him down?
Back at River City Pocket.
When?
That night.
That same night?
That night. And I guess it was just dumb luck that you know, he's kind of a hang around, but I don't see him too often. I don't actually go there too often myself. You know, I try to stay away from like the metro, and there's just some places that are real seedy. And it serves me right, you know. I thought I was kind of hustling him, and turned around and he hustled me.
But you don't have any more of that?
No, I don't have any
of
it. Do
you mind if I search around to see if you have any more in here?
No.
Okay, who else shares this place with you?
Desiree, my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is your wife?
Yeah.
Same
well,
last
no,
name?
No. She's my fiance.
Okay.
Yeah, but what? How many bedrooms are in here?
Two.
Do you share a bedroom?
Yeah, we share that bedroom. So
what's this over here?
This is the kid's bedroom.
Okay, but you don't have any, there's no reason to believe there'd be any...
Common area?
Yeah.
Here?
But there's no reason to believe that there'd be any counterfeit money in there?
No.
But you have none in here either?
No.
Okay, and it's okay if I search real quick to make sure there's no counterfeit money in there?
I don't know if it's okay with her. It's okay with me. Her name is the one on the lease, so...
It's okay. Well,
I have nothing to hide, but...
Okay. So it's okay if I just do a quick search to make sure there's no money?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why don't you sit out here with my partner? You got no weapons on your body.
No. Can I call her though, or maybe
do whatever you want. I'm gonna start looking in here. If that
would she
okay.
know? Would she know if there's?
No. She wouldn't know.
Did you tell her this whole story?
Well, because the gambling part, I don't know about the casino right now, but yeah, I tell her that there's someone in here. There's two of us. And then after the fact, I explained it. I clarified a lot more of what actually happened. It all kind of
fell into place. So when I stopped by here last Friday, she knew what I was about?
Yeah, she didn't know what I was about.
Okay.
Yeah. Honest to God, it's a coincidence that I ended up parked right here.
What year is your
like I said, he was on me. I was upset at first, and
What business are you in?
I'm a tile and grout.
For tile and grout?
Yeah.
How is it?
You know, I'll tell you what, the last job I had.
Silly little guy.
Yeah, it was, I just said, now what are you looking at?
lottery.
This is what I found in your bedroom. I didn't find anybody, so much stuff in it, but I found that bomb.
Yeah. That's, that's been with us for a while. There's nothing in it. No, there shouldn't be.
What is residue?
No.
Should I tell this?
Yeah.
Just because you might be feeling weird right now, just let you know what your rights are.
Yeah.
You have the right to remain silent. Yeah. Anything you say can and will be used against you in court. You have the right to have a party party question.
Well, like I said,
questions. I'm sorry. If you can't afford an attorney, you have the right to have a party party question. You understand that? You understand all that?
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah, she'll come back in.
She will?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Who's all this? Is it yours or is it Desiree's?
I'm not gonna answer that. I don't know. I
made one call.
Desiree.
Yes.
Can you hold it for 1 second?
Yes. Sorry.
I found these in your house.
I keep them up. I keep them away. I'm in the process of trying to get it legally. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, just so you know, I'm just going to review your rights so you know what they are.
Oh, my God.
You have the right to remain silent, and if you say you can, we'll be using it in court of law. You have the right to have a jury present prior to questioning, and the jury question, so to say. You cannot afford an attorney, you have the right to have a court prior to questioning.
Okay.
On her behalf,
this is
the permission for anybody to go in there. I said you can look around. I said, you know, you could go through everything. It's not my place to say. This is her place. She didn't give you permission to go through. That's all I'm saying. Dude, she is the best person I know.
Do you understand those rights?
Yes.
This all the stuff is yours?
How long have you been staying?
This marijuana is yours?
How long have you been living?
Yeah.
2 months. 2 months.
Yeah, I need
2 months. And these pipes?
Are you receiving any mail?
Am I, yeah.
Even you well, you
know, here. You know, actually, most of my mail was up there. I'm 2465-07.
It is the only thing I do that is illegal. I hate the fact that it's illegal. I don't like the fact that it's illegal. And I hate the fact I do anything against the law. I am very law-abiding citizen. I have to get medical records from my doctors in Florida. I have to get medical records from the chiropractor that I went to see here. And I have to go get an appointment to get a medical license for it. I am doing that. Get down. I am doing
this,
that.
You need this to be,
no.
You don't need it?
Well,
yes,
you don't need
she
it.
Does. I do, yes,
you're
I
not
do.
Gonna,
yes.
You have a medical license.
She needs
I do.
It.
I back, absolutely
bag back and it helps.
I was in a car accident that was so severe that my son was born 3 months premature. He's blind in one eye because of that car accident. And I was 3 months pregnant when I was in it.
Okay.
Yep.
Now we talked about who owns this stuff. Whose fingerprints are going to be on it?
Mine.
Just yours alone?
Just mine.
But yours? I don't want to get your fingerprints.
Now, he may
file.
Have moved it, but he doesn't.
No,
he doesn't.
Well, the fingerprints we'd see would be holding the pipe. And we'd see this one and this one on the bowl of the pipe. So there's two pipes in here. And there's going to be no fingerprints of his on there?
I don't think so,
okay.
No. He wouldn't,
he doesn't. Well, I'm just asking right now. So when we do get the prints, if they do show up, I want to at least know what the story is before we get them.
I mean, I know that stuff's there. I can't remember.
You're holding
I can't recall
the
last
in the banner taking hits
no.
on there?
No.
You've never taken a hit off these pipes?
Oh, sure. I've smoked marijuana before. But
not marijuana, but specifically
no,
marijuana out of these pipes.
No. I haven't smoked in a long time.
Because you were the one that said there's nothing in there. How would you know?
I didn't think there was anything. Last time I saw it, it was up in the closet, and it was put away.
Okay, well, this is paraphernalia and possession of marijuana right here.
Yes, it is.
Have you been arrested before?
No.
What do you do for that?
I'm an IT geek. I work for the Apollo Group. I maintain their production environment.
Come on, guys. Look, I called. I stopped you. You guys would have left. I stopped to be honest with you because I knew you were here for me. Don't do this to her. You know what? Take me. I'll.
We're not just going around walking. We're not just walking around taking people for no reason.
Well, no. This is. Look how it's such a small amount of marijuana.
True,
come on.
What's the true story of this? Oh,
there's
just
gonna, let's contact the lawyer.
What's the story about that?
You want to talk to
the
lawyer?
Absolutely.
Okay, then may I turn around?
No. Wait.
No,
if,
no,
if,
no,
if,
no,
if,
no,
if,
no,
okay.
No.
Okay.
It's her son's birthday. It's 11th birthday.
What time does he get out of school?
It's her school right now. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious right now?
The counterfeit money wasn't actually...
Let's go deal with this.
He didn't know anything about it. But that was counterfeit at all.
You didn't possession.
Oh, my God.
That's me. That's... He didn't know.
Here's what I'll do. Here's what I can do for you guys. Here's what I can do for you guys. Listen now. Listen, here's what I can do for you guys. There's no site for this. You can't site this for this. So, but what I can do is, in lieu of sending her down to 4th Avenue Jail, I can book and release her from our station, which would take about an hour. Can you pick her up in an hour?
Absolutely.
Okay. 3700 North 75th Street, initially.
Wait.
3700 North 75th Street.
Okay, this isn't gonna take that.
16
12 16 first of all, I'm gonna contact your lawyer. No, I know you will. See, the thing, but even if you make it legal, it doesn't.
I think it is the only thing.
Wow, I can't believe it.
And that's so
fucked up.
It's okay.
The kindest, sweetest person I've ever known. The most honest person.
Nobody's saying that. It's just bad judgment. You've got kids and...
And again, I do use it for medical purposes only.
You know the law has been passed, right? She just hasn't...
I'm aware of that.
Why don't we go out to the car?
Do you have your ID somewhere?
Oh, my.
We can get it for you if you want.
Baby, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I will, she'll be released like on her own recognizance,
yep.
Right? Okay, great.
Yep.
Here. And then we can get the boys. You said an hour?
Yep, it'll take about an hour.
It's two, they get out of three.
Okay. Ready?
I'll find out any more information about that.
You know what? I'll try and find his last name.
Yep. Okay.
Like I said, I don't freak out.
Okay.
North 75th Street, if you want, I can write down for you.
Just south of, south of
75th Street, Indian School South. Yeah. You can bring it out. We gotta keep walking this minute. You've never been arrested for drugs before?
No.
Okay, then you'll probably still do it. They call it cops the other week. It's like a first strike thing. You finish up your the class you're supposed to do, and then you'll go drop it.
Ten